So for a minute. So for a minute we can just focus the mind internally. And perhaps, also place it on the the visualization of the Buddha in the space in front, like as we discussed earlier. Then we can very briefly, according to one's knowledge, recollect one's present situation in cyclic existence, perhaps by relating it to the three types of sufferings as much as one can remember. So then one can contemplate so how one is in this situation is due to, so because one took a rebirth under the control of karma and afflictions. So in order to avoid suffering in cyclic existence, one needs to rebirth under the control of karma and afflictions. But then rebirth is always initiated by the dependent link of existence. So really, what one needs to do is avoid the ripening of karma. At the end of one's life, so the ripening of karma is preceded by grasping. So which in turn is preceded by craving. So our grasping needs to be stopped, and that is stopped by stopping a craving. craving in turn is preceded by a feeling. So, but in order to stop the dependent link of feeling, one needs to stop the dependent link of contact. Contact is preceded by the dependent link of the sense powers. So one needs to stop the dependent link of the sense powers. But for that, then first the dependent link of name and form needs to be stopped. The dependent link of name and form is preceded by the dependent link of consciousness. A consciousness on which a karmic potential has just been placed. So that needs to be stopped. But that can only be stopped if the dependent preceding link of compositional factors, throwing karma, is stopped. But since that in turn is preceded by the dependent link of ignorance, so it is the dependent link of ignorance that needs to be stopped. Because as long as there is the dependent link of ignorance, then there will be attachment and anger, and in this way then the creation of karma. And if there is the creation of karma, then there will always be a consciousness on which karmic potential is placed and carried on. As long as there is ignorance, then those karmic potentials, they will be ripened through craving and grasping. And in this way turned into the dependent link of becoming. And then once the dependent link of becoming has occurred, then the dependent link of birth, the dependent link of name and form, and the dependent link of aging and death are inevitable. So one can say, as long as there is ignorance, then rebirth under the control of karma and affliction is inevitable. So therefore one should make the determination. I'm going to make the generation of wisdom, realizing emptiness. The essential aspect of my practice. So if I don't make at least the attempt to realize emptiness, I will have wasted my life. And it is definitely possible to realize emptiness. Because ignorance, being a delusion, it's misleading appearance and its misleading way can be seen through. And then it's also good to remember, so just as oneself is circling due to ignorance in cyclic existence, so are all other sentient beings, infinite other sentient beings. So, since others are many and oneself is one, so what is more important? That others realize emptiness, or that oneself realizes emptiness? So oneself realizing emptiness and all other sentient beings still being in cyclic existence, so it has no taste. So therefore I'm going to dedicate all the positive potential that I have created today, so the unbelievable positive potential coming about through discussing on contemplating the 12 links of dependent origination. And also all the positive potential that I have ever generated. Through that may instantaneously the non-dual transcendental wisdom realizing emptiness, which is held by the conventional bodhicitta and great compassion, be instantaneously generated in the minds of all sentient beings. So, and then, since this was only a dedication, so then in order to be able to bring this really about, then by all this positive potential may I myself attain the completely enlightened state of a Buddha. So that then I may have the ability, so that I then have the ability to bring this dedication really about. Then one can briefly remember, so that the I that is dedicating, the action of dedicating, the substance dedicated, and the objects dedicated for, sentient beings, the aim dedicated for complete enlightenment, so they are all merely labeled and empty of inherent existence. Merely labeled independence on their basis. So empty. But existing conventionally, empty like space, but existing conventionally, like an appearance. And by this, a positive potential may also so all virtuous teachers such as His Holiness the Dalai Lama, Lama Super Rinpoche, and all the other virtuous teachers, and also especially the abbot of Kopan Monastery, Lama Lundrup, who is currently manifesting sickness. So may they all have a long and healthy lives. So show the aspect of long and healthy lives, where they continuously teach the wheel of Dharma, both sutra and tantra. Okay, then thank you very much. So, ne
So